I'm Brandy Hale, and I'm the Hooper Bay Girls head coach.
Congratulations on winning state. That's awesome. How are you feeling?
I'm extremely happy, very proud of these girls, and I feel like satisfied.
The girls told me that practice didn't even start until about a month before the state championship. So how did you get the team ready in a month?
The last time we had practice last year was when state was. So we didn't get gym time in the summer. We didn't get gym time in the fall. It was hard to find that balance of overworking them and getting them in shape, you know, to prevent injury.
We're working so hard in practice. We ran and everything, reviewed our plays. Yeah, we just worked so hard.
We started off slow just to get their bodies moving, and then slowly started getting harder and harder and harder.
It was tough on all of us, but then we practiced hard. We wanted it, so we practiced and practiced.
So did you have to wear masks during all the games of the tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How was it playing in those masks?
A bit rough, but I got used to it. It didn't really bother after using them in practice, too.
What was that like after a full year being kept out of the gym to be able to go back?
It was exciting. And we had to fight for a season, even. It was exciting, especially for our seniors, because this year we have 8, and, you know, after not being able to compete in last year's tournament, and we had the same group last year, too. I think we could have had a good chance of winning last year, too, if we were given the opportunity. I'm thankful that we got to have our season this year.
Were you prevented from going to state last year?
Yeah, due to COVID. It was canceled.
And then you said that you had a fight to have a season this year. What do you mean by that?
It was our TC. They were being very cautious about it. It was a boys' coach, really, that was fighting for it and attending meetings and fighting for these kids.
I was so sad during the pandemic and hearing that we weren't going to have practice and hearing that we weren't going to have school, and just made me really sad. And all of a sudden school popped up, and then all of a sudden practice popped up. It just made me feel so great.
And then when you won regionals, you were able to go on to state. Was that a discussion to be able to have the girls leave Hooper Bay?
By then it was fine.
One thing that stood out to me about the games this weekend is they were close games. It seems like the team had to really fight for every point.
I think that the girls were prepared. I've been trying to instill confidence in them, and because I knew their potential and I know that they're talented. So just having them believe in themselves, and they played every single game like they wanted it, and they played their hearts out.
During that last game, the winning game on Saturday, are there any moments from the game that jump out to you?
I'm just proud of these girls, and we were talking on the ride back home that we wish we could relive it again.
Oh, yeah. So the buzzer sounds, and you know that you've won.
Everybody was jumping and screaming and crying and laughing and all the emotions. It was just a good moment. And it's the first time that our girls have won. And it's only the third time that our girls have been to state, like in our school's history. So it's a big deal for everybody, and it's a big deal for our community. It's just exciting. Coaching isn't just about winning games. Like, that's nice and that's the goal, but it's also connecting to the kids and getting to know them and building relationships with them. I feel like I've done that.
And how many years have you been coaching in Hooper Bay?
This is my third year.
Okay, so you've coached most of these girls then?
Yeah, this has been my main group. Like, the starters have been the main group since even their freshman year. And they have grown a lot, both on the court and off the court. Became better leaders. They became better communicators. Their attitude has improved. So they just matured a lot, and I'm extremely proud of that.
I was told that Mary Long was distinguished as the player of the game on Friday night's game. Is that true?
Yes. Zoe was for Thursday's game, and Benice was for Saturday's game.
Will you speak to just each of them, why they were distinguished as player of the game?
So our first game against Point Hope, we played them a couple weeks before in Point Hope, and we got slaughtered. You know, we didn't get in the gym, and then only having like a week of practice, and they just outran us. And we didn't have Zoe.
My name is Zoe Lake.
Well, congratulations on your game. How are you feeling?
Thank you. I'm feeling great. It's still so unbelievable, but I really believe it. It feels so amazing. My coach really inspired me. She told me she got second place in regionals, and in state they won the state championship title, and that really boosted my confidence. Wouldn't have done it without her.
She's a big part of our team. She's a big part of our offense. She's a big part of our defense, and she's our main post player.
We're working so hard in practice. We ran and everything. Yeah, we just worked so hard.
As a senior, what does this mean to you?
For my last year in winning state, just know it's just 2021 is just a really memorable year. And my senior year, really proud to say it, that I'm a state champion on my senior year. We made history.
And she's a lefty. I always tell her that guarding a lefty, especially down in the post, is hard. So to try to utilize that. And she can shoot. She's a great outside shooter as well.
She sounds like, definitely a very important player for the team.
Yeah.
What about the other two?
Mary
Long is my auntie too.
She's our most competitive player. She's our most passionate player. She wants to win, and she holds her teammates accountable for that.
My name is Mary Long, and I'm a senior.
Tell me about that final game on Saturday. It was pretty close, the score at the end.
Yeah, it was underline rush here and there, but I kept my cool.
She always works hard in practice. She's fast. She could drive it in. She gets a lot of rebounds and goes coast to coast. And other teams know that she's one of our top scorers, so they're always you have to watch number 15, watch Mary Long, because she can shoot.
Throughout my whole 3 high school years, it was my goal to go state and win state. And I think it's shocking because me and my girls did work really hard in just like 1 month.
She's our best 3-point shooter. And she gets a lot of steals too.
And then what about Benice?
Benice is our other main post. I think she's our most grounded player, meaning like she's the most calm.
Benice Tall.
And Benice, what year in school are you?
12th grade.
Oh, so you're a senior as well. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell me, how does it feel to be a state champion?
It feels awesome. It's still unbelievable, but like it's just overwhelmingly awesome.
She's always positive. She's always encouraging. She's so valuable because that's what we need and that's what I want.
What did you feel like you had to relearn?
Doing my post moves and, you know, because I'm a forward, running, communicating with the team. It's basketball, you know?
The game on Saturday, it was a pretty close game, but Hooper Bay came out on top. When that buzzer sounded ending the game and you knew that you'd won, how did everyone react?
We couldn't believe it. We were just in shock. But then we knew we had this game. We all wanted it. We played like we wanted it.
And she gets a lot of rebounds, too. And in that championship game, she got most of the assists to Zoe. So that was important.
That's awesome. And This year has been so rough with the pandemic. How is it to win the state championship in COVID-19 season?
It's incredible. It almost doesn't feel real because it's been years in the making. So after not getting the opportunity last year to go for the title and then actually being able to do it this year, it just feels unreal.
And what was it like today returning to Hooper Bay?
Half of our team came yesterday and half of our team came today. And it was stormy when we landed and it was really cold.
So maybe not the best weather for like a big meeting for the plane.
Yeah.
Brandy, is there anything else you'd like to share about this championship win?
I'm just so proud of these girls. They've been working hard and I'm proud of how much they grew for playing their hearts out and for wanting it, and especially for the seniors, because we have 8 this year. They really deserve it.
I'm feeling great. It's still so unbelievable, but I really believe it. It feels so amazing.
How's it feel to say I'm a state champion?
Really proud to say it. Yes!
That's great. So when that buzzer sounded on Saturday and you knew that you'd won the game, what happened next?
OMG. It was just such a relief. I knew we could do it. And it feels amazing. We've been through a lot and I think we really did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it feels great. Awesome.
What happened when that final buzzer sounded and you knew that you'd won the game?
I knew we did it and made history. And, you know, it's like really rare for us to win from a small town on the West Coast. And I think it was really awesome and exciting.
What's it like as a senior to accomplish this your senior year?
It's kind of sad, but then I'm glad I got to experience it, especially with the COVID going on.
Really proud to say it, that I'm a state champion on my senior year. We made history.
Is this the first time that Hooper Bay girls have won the state champion?
Yes, ma'am. The first time.
Wow.
They went to state 2015, but they didn't make it to the semifinal.
What about the boys' team? Has the boys' team ever gone to state?
They did, yeah. In 2013, they won state.
Okay, so now the girls get to rack up their win, too.
Yes.
What has been the reaction from your family and friends who weren't able to travel to Anchorage but stayed in Hooper Bay when y'all landed today?
They all cried. They're all just congratulating us and hugging us.
Are there any moments from that final game on Saturday that jump out to you?
When the crowd came and hugged us and everyone congratulating us, hugging us and seeing their happy tears really fulfilled my heart.
Was any of your family there?
Yeah, my dad was here and Michelle. Oh, and my aunties and my cousins. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like such a happy time.
It was.
Is there anything else you want to share about this state championship victory?
I'm just really proud to say that we're a 2021 state champions.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Bye.